Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First up, Haiti. Escalating tensions put believers at risk. Learn how you can help in just a moment. Then later, find out how you can make a difference in the United States in 2024. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, a brazen surge of coordinated gang violence this past week plunges Haiti into a new depth of chaos. Armed gangs led two massive prison breaks in and around Port-au-Prince over the weekend. The government declared a 72-hour state of emergency starting Sunday night, renewable in 72-hour periods. Since then, gangs have attempted to take control of Haiti's international airport. Greg Yoda with Christian World Outreach says the chaos is not going to resolve quickly.
It's just baffling that things can get this bad. And there's no real leadership and no infrastructure to be able to take care of getting things back under control.
Prime Minister Ariel Henry was in Kenya at the time, trying to secure a plan for Kenyan forces to help combat Haiti's crippling gang violence. CWO's national director says more than 80% of civilians in or around Port-au-Prince have been displaced, running from dangers of shootings, sexual violence, and gang conscription. He's asking for financial aid to meet the flood of requests for help coming their way, especially in Port-au-Prince. CWO has a nearly 50-year history of providing aid, training, and care to Haiti, along with the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org and ask God to intervene.
When there's hopelessness, that's when people are willing to hear and listen to the gospel, because it's a gospel of hope.
Next, after being introduced in late 2022, ChatGPT steadily grew into a go-to source of information on the web. Mike with Heart for Iran Ministry says today,
more younger people are using ChatGPT as a primary search engine than Google.
Now, thanks to Moabit GPT, whenever a Muslim in Iran searches for answers about Christianity, they'll find a carefully curated set of biblical content.
We are anticipating that in reaching the younger audience, especially millennials and Gen Zs, we are going to see more success than our traditional, conventional multimedia approach.
Moabit GPT creators modified the code that interacts with external sources in ChatGPT to point to its dedicated server's endpoint instead. Heart for Iran hopes that this is the first of many ways AI can advance gospel outreach in Iran. For example,
bringing the gospel to Iran carries along with it a risk of putting faces and names on TV that may have families in Iran that could get into trouble.
However, using an AI-generated avatar to deliver the information instead of a person
creates a great opportunity for us to be able to bring the latest news, updates, and encouragement to a restricted region that otherwise would be difficult to reach.
Pray for wisdom as Heart for Iran leverages Moabit GPT and develops other AI tools to introduce Iranians to Christ. And the past and present of Native Americans is marked with trauma and deep tragedy at the hands of others. Weston Francis with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says there is spiritual warfare behind the mistreatment his people have suffered.
A big part of that, I believe, was the enemy trying to get Native America to hate who Jesus really was by using people who didn't know who Jesus was. The atrocities, you know, the genocide, the sexual assault, things like that that have happened that we remember now, like, those shouldn't have been things we remember.
The ministry On Eagle's Wings disciples young Native Americans to reach other young people like them who desperately need Christ. You can support them in prayer.
Pray that young Native Americans would rise up to the calling that God has called them to be. And pray for the leaders that are spearheading this, because we are going to be held accountable and responsible for what we are doing.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
There's a lot of lament and forgiveness that needs to take place. God says in Scripture, you know, Ephesians 4, to have compassion and be tenderhearted and to forgive as I have forgiven you. It's real easy to ask God for forgiveness, but it's so hard for us to give that same mercy and that same grace to people. When we choose to forgive and we choose to love and have mercy, that's when we're most like Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.